Has anyone noticed how emboldened Satan and his demonic forces have become as of lately? Well, if you haven't noticed, we're going to shine a spotlight on that today in today's podcast. Let's talk about it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, guys? This is End Time Headlines. It's Monday, October 21st. We want to welcome today's broadcast. We've got a lot to cover today. I want to talk about the emboldenment of Satan and his demonic forces today. There are several stories I want to talk about. And we're going to talk about when there is an absence of light, there will be an emboldenment of darkness, where there's no restraint and darkness is out there right in your face. And I'm going to show you today that Satan is no respecter of persons. He has there's no moral conscience, no moral compass, and he is going after your children. He is targeting them. He's right out in the public square, and he's taking people captive by all of his schemes, his plots. The Apostle Paul used a word in Ephesians chapter 6. He says the wiles of the devil. He talks about putting on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil or the evil one. And that word wiles there is the schemes, the plots, the plans, the assignments. And I want to show you today that this is right out front and what we're dealing with. So I want parents and grandparents to really be paying attention to this broadcast, because there are some things here that we may touch on and you say, well, this is no relevance to me because I don't partake of this, or I don't play these games or this or that. No, you may not, but your children may, or your grandchildren might be doing this. So I'm going to open with a statement of scripture. I'm going to show you a passage of scripture, and then we'll close this segment with a scripture as well. So let's go over here. I'm going to go to the book of John chapter 3. We're in John chapter 3, verse 18. He who believes in him, he's talking about Jesus Christ, is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light. I want to say that again. Men, by our carnal nature, by default, we love darkness rather than light. Why? Well, John tells us, because their deeds were evil. Men love darkness because their deeds are evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light. Look at this. And does not come to the light, lest his evil deeds be exposed. So, based on this passage of scripture alone, we can understand, guys, why Satan, why he's called the ruler of darkness. He operates in the stealth of darkness. And as believers, the scriptures tell us that we are brought out of darkness unto his marvelous light. Let me say that again. He brings us out of darkness and brings us into his marvelous light. Now, it's amazing that I have to emphasize this, because there's a lot of people, even though they've been brought out of darkness, they still love hanging out in darkness. They still gravitate towards darkness. They like fellowship with darkness. They like entertainment of darkness. They like participating in events that are centered around darkness. And being that we're in October and we're 10 days away from Halloween, it is a perfect example of so many Christians that like to dabble into darkness. Even though the scripture says that we are called rather to expose darkness and not fellowship with darkness. However, and we have to constantly keep saying this, and it's a very sad indictment, honestly. But I want to show you some stuff today. Now, this first story, again, I understand that I understand our the pulse of our audience. I understand that most people that listen to our program are older individuals like myself. I guarantee if we did a demographics, there's not a whole lot of younger people under the age of probably 30 years of age. But again, you may not be involved in these games and video games so much per se, but your children and your grandchildren are. So this is why I want to get this warning out to you. We equip you to get you understand it so you can understand and have the knowledge of this so that you can be well equipped and know how to tackle these things. All right, there's a game called Fortnite for you guys that do not know this. There's a game called Fortnite. For most of you, I would assume, I think you probably are more educated in this than I'm probably giving you credit for. But if you don't, there is a game called Fortnite, and it is facing backlash over what is said to be a new feature that allows players to, quote, sell their soul to revive their teammates. Okay, what in the world is this about? A new Fortnite feature allowing players to sell their soul to revive teammates has sparked controversy, with many players criticizing the game's mechanics and ethical implications. The feature, which was introduced in the latest update on the game, lets players sacrifice, look at this, their in-game soul to bring a fallen teammate back to life. However, many fans have voiced their concerns online, accusing the game of using controversial themes that some players find inappropriate. Now, we'll talk about the main character that they're selling their soul to in the game. The backlash has primarily surfaced on social media platforms, with players expressing their dissatisfaction over what they perceive as a questionable mechanic. Some have posted videos and screenshots showcasing the gameplay feature, which involves players engaging in ritualistic action to trade their character's in-game soul for the revival of a teammate. The feature has been described as unnecessarily dark by critics. Notice it says dark there. Quote, why does reviving a teammate have to involve something as extreme as selling your soul? This mechanic feels out of place. Guys, it's not out of place, because this is the environment that we're in. Satan knows that he can be more emboldened than ever. Why? And you know what? I blame a lot of this on the church, because the church is silent. The church is losing their standard. They're losing their moral compass. They're losing their backbone. They don't want to speak out against anything. They don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to be controversial. And because they're not the light, come on, that is set on a lampstand and letting their light so shine among men, they're not light and salt anymore. This has given an opportunity for Satan to come right in. And in this case, he's coming after your kids and your grandchildren. Others have echoed this sentiment, suggesting that the concept goes too far in trivializing sensitive themes. While Epic Games has not yet responded to this controversy, the Fortnite community continues to discuss the impact of the feature. Some fans have defended the mechanic, arguing that it adds a unique layer to the game. Well, those who defend this have already been swallowed up by darkness. They're fully dwelling in darkness, while others are arguing the developers to consider removing or altering it in future updates. Now, what you're looking at on your screen, this is the main character. Mephisto is the character in question here. It's sitting on the throne, looks like Satan. Satan doesn't look like this. If we want to be technical, guys, he doesn't look like this, but this is this modern illustrated depiction of what we would depict Satan as. But it's a demonic figure, nevertheless, sitting on a throne and a player approaching him and wanting to revive his teammate. And then I'm not going to show you actual gameplay from this. Others have done this, but I'm not going to do that. He will then require them to sell their soul so that they can revive their teammate. Now, I do want to show you this. This is straight from Wikipedia. Mephisto. Look what it says here. I've highlighted this for you in blue right here on your screen so you can see this. Is an extremely powerful, immortal, demonic entity possessing abilities used by manipulating the forces of magic. Mephisto can employ his power for a variety of uses, including superhuman physical attributes, shape and size shifting. All this is demonic, guys. You're talking about magic, demonic entity, shape shifting, projecting illusions, manipulating memories, and altering time and reality. He is also a highly resistant to injury. With his regenerative healing factor, Mephisto has the ability to recover quickly. The character has been shown to be energized by sources of, quote, evil and the human realm, and it names other characters as well, and we're not going to go into all that. And again, I can already hear the comments. Well, this is just a game. It's just a video game. These people always make excuses to fellowship with darkness. Isn't it amazing? You expose Halloween. Well, it's just fun. It's just a fun activity for kids. If you expose these games, well, it's just a video game. You people are taking this way too serious. Guys, Satan loves people like you. Satan loves lukewarm, no spine, no conviction Christians that love dwelling and fellowshipping in darkness. Now, listen, if you're not a Christian, this doesn't apply to you because you need to be brought out of darkness. You're walking according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that works through the children of disobedience, according to the word of God. You need to be brought into his glorious light. The eyes of your understanding may be open. So this doesn't apply to you. I'm talking about, since our audience is centered around professed born again Christians, I'm talking to the professed born again Christians that have no problem fellowshipping with darkness. And they attack watchmen and people that expose it rather than have fellowship with it. Okay, so you've got this going on. You need to be aware of this for the sake of your children, your grandchildren. This is disgusting. State of California. I want to talk about another story here. A leading taxpayer-funded California university will host what organizers are calling a demonic drag show that's steeped into the occult. This show is called Drag Me to Hell. Again, Satan is not even hiding behind shadows anymore. He's just coming right out and letting you know what his agenda is. The horror-themed drag festival is being marketed as one-of-a-kind Halloween event for students. Notice again, children and students. He loves going after young people. Quote, join us. This is from the event description. Let me show you. I'm going to show you the event description. This is straight from, look at the top right corner up here, guys. The University of Southern California. This is what's going to be hosted there. Look at this. Look at this. This absolutely demonic. Drag Me to Hell demonic drag performances and costume contests. I mean, again, they're not skirting around this. This is wide open. Here's the admission and campus access. Again, this is going to happen on October 29th at 6 p.m. Again, this will be held at USC Fisher Museum of Art. They're calling this, again, join us for a festive night of dancing, drag, and dress-up. Drag Me to Hell is a one-of-a-kind Halloween event inspired by queer pioneers in the 1930s and 60s Los Angeles who found refuge in science fiction, fandom, and the occult underground. The occult underground. Imagine that. The evening will include demonic drag performances by specimen Sith and world-renowned Dracula stars Vander Von Odd and Hosso Terra Toma, I don't even know how you pronounce that, followed by a DIY costume contest for USC students, hosted by international DJ and drag sensation Miss Toto. Pre-show attractions will include a live choral performance by students from the USC Thornton School of Music led by Professor Emily Sung and haunting tours of the One Archives and USC Fisher Museum's PST Art Exhibit Exhibition, sci-fi, magic, queer LA, sexual science, and the Magi nation. Again, all this is on their main. Again, what we're showing you here is the right from the USC, University of Southern California website. Now, involved in this are numerous faculty members. It's amazing. Faculty members can't be involved in Bible reading. They can't be involved in corporate prayers or leading prayers or anything like that. They can't be involved in, they can't put scriptures up on a chalkboard or, you know, anything related to God at all. But it's amazing how faculty members can get involved in this. Now, less than a week before this Drag Me to Hell event is going to be hosted here, there's another event called Conjuring the Invisible World. Conjuring the Invisible World, featuring magical arts and spiritualism. The God of the Bible describes all of these as an abomination. Again, you're talking about conjuring demonic spirits, magical arts, and spiritualism, which is full of the occult, New Age, and absolutely demonic. And again, all of these in which the Bible calls an absolute, calls an abomination. Let me, again, I want to show you, and again, this is the actual event, Conjuring the Invisible World. Oh, but there's more. This event also, all these events also coincide another demonic event at USC, where this is at California State University on October 11th, which is already passed. This was 10 days ago, and it was called Work Witch Drag Show. The event was touted as an intersectional drag show that encourages participants to let your inner witch shine. Again, promoting witchcraft. I want to read this. This is from Harbinger's Daily. All this comes as more and more drag queen performers, including many who read to children in drag queen story hour events, are exposed as child predators, often with criminal records. For many years, demonic drag queens have been reading LGBT stories to minors in libraries and public schools. One such event at the Michelle Obama Neighborhood Library featured Kochi Mochi wearing a dress and a red-tipped demon horns. Oh, and speaking of Michelle Obama, her organization is also enlisting drag queens as part of their boosting support for Kamala Harris in swing states. So now, again, Michelle Obama is helping incorporating drag queens in to help promote her candidate that they want, that the Obamas want to win, which is Kamala Harris. Guys, should this not tell you everything you need to know? Again, I don't understand. Let me go back to this again. Let me ruffle some more feathers. How can you be a professed born-again believer pulled out of darkness into his marvelous light? You're supposed to be operating in light, and yet you're going to support a candidate who is operating in darkness, surrounds herself with people that operate in darkness, promote darkness, facilitate darkness. I just don't understand it. And even when, according to this report, let me pull this up here real quick. Let me go back to this. Look at this. The anti-Christian hate is coming out in the open. When two Christian members of the Cedar Park, Texas City Council spoke out against a drag queen event targeting children at the library, look at this. The local satanic church and witch coven went after them and even tried casting spells on them. Well, good luck with that, because the Bible says you can't curse what God's blessed. In fact, it'll come back on you. So you may want to reconsider that. And Satan's getting sly about this, and he's even transforming the language of things that's been called certain titles and certain. Meanwhile, paganism has been on the rise in the Western world for some time now, and more people are banning their religious upbringings and rejecting the Judeo-Christian values of the West. While some have opted to adopt to agnosticism or atheism, others, especially those of Gen Z, have chosen to replace Christianity with a different set of beliefs and practices rooted in paganism. ranging from engaging in actual black magic to just dressing in dark, edgy clothing. Witch core. You better get used to this. Witch core is the newest fad among the rising generation. All right, here's Allie Beth Stuckley with a little bit more on that.
Okay, speaking of Kamala Harris, we are going to talk about, we're talking about witches, okay? Because I got this text from my brother the other day. And it was the magazine rack at a grocery store in the checkout aisle. And
again, right out in the open, right in the grocery store. Again, Satan is not hiding, lurking behind dark corners anymore and shadows. He's right out in the open.
And it was a magazine that said witches. And on the front was a woman clearly engaging in some kind of satanic ritual. And on the side, it said, discover their secretive and mysterious practices, ancient traditions,
wow,
persecution, and the Salem witch trials, modern witchcraft and spellwork. So this is clearly a glorification of witchcraft. And this is actually a trend that we've been seeing for the past few years. I did an episode maybe in 2020 called The Rise of the Millennial Witches, because there is a big trend on witch talk for young women who don't necessarily look demonic. They just look like your normal suburban mom, casting spells, burning sage, using their crystals. And, you know, witchcraft doesn't necessarily always look like a Ouija board or like dyeing your hair black and casting spells. Today, it looks more like manifesting.
Now, I want to stop and interject something here. Sadly, there's many Christians out there that don't even believe in this. You expose witchcraft and you start talking about this and they laugh at you. Again, these are the same folks that don't believe in demonic activity. They don't believe any of this stuff. They don't believe in spiritual warfare. It's very sad. And it's, again, you know what this is doing? This is allowing Satan to just come right out in the open because there's no one opposing it. There's less and less opposition to it.
Today, it looks more like transcendental meditation, or it looks a lot more new age. And we've had conversations with former witches. We've had conversations with former psychics, with former new age people who have engaged in this kind of thing. And it starts typically through reading a Cosmo article about your sign, getting into astrology, thinking about who your real spiritual goddess self is. All of these things that are propagated a lot in the self-help, self-empowerment world. Even yep. In some of the Christian worlds, this idea that, of course, we talk about.
She's beating me to it. I was getting ready to go there with it.
So much in my first book, You're Not Enough, that there's this inner goddess on the inside. She just needs to be released. And basically, if you say the right things, if you imagine the future that you want, and you throw off all of the toxic people and expectations and standards and societal norms, then she'll be released and she'll finally get everything she wants. It goes all the way back to the garden. I mean, Eve was tempted with wanting to be like God. This is the root of witchcraft today. I saw this tweet from someone named Allie on X, and she said, I don't understand why so many women pretend they're witches now. Is it an aesthetic? Harry Potter cringe gone too far? Actual witchcraft?
Wow.
And then she, you know, posts this picture of someone who is like dressed as a witch, very disturbing. But the truth is, this is a trend. And this was reported by British Vogue, the Vogue Guide to Being a Modern Witch. They say, from nostalgic witch shows like the 1996 sitcom Sabrina the Teenage Witch to newer Netflix releases, witch stereotypes are reemerging in popularity, but with a different look thanks to Gen Z. Gen Z's embrace of New Age spiritualism has driven the rise of witchcore and whimsigoth aesthetics. Like, can we not? I think we need another famine. Like, we have way too much time on our hands, which merge romantic, mystical vibes with grungy, gothic undertones.
Think about it, guys. All the way back, you had Bewitched, Sabrina the Witch. You had all these shows, programs, series, cartoons, animations, all these things where Satan was just openly displaying witchcraft. And then over the years, it has evolved. It's taken on a new face, a new look, a new language, a new everything. So that's what she's talking about right here. So this is just, it's very saddening. But again, I believe this is just another indictment of we've got to, guys, as the Church of the Living God, we have to rise up. Paul went into the heart of Ephesus and right into the core of all kinds of this stuff. And he understood, Paul understood, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. He didn't shy away from it. He didn't back down. Now, we touched on this last week as well, but there's a satanic temple that's opening another religious abortion clinic that openly promotes abortion rituals. And again, this one is in Virginia. This is not the first time they've done this, and I've got a video for that too.
This takes us to New Mexico, and we are looking here at the website for the Satanic Temple. They're going to launch a reproductive health clinic in the state offering abortion services. The controversial story spreading all over the internet, of course. Shalice Blythe, a minister of Satan, joins us live to talk a little bit more about this and the reasoning behind it. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So first off, just kind of explain to me what's going on, because I know that this is over in New Mexico. And, you know, why was New Mexico chosen and what is going to happen here?
So just to clarify what exactly we're doing. So the Satanic Temple has already launched. So we've been open since yesterday, February 14th. A telehealth religious abortion clinic that is providing material support for those who want to have to engage in the religious abortion ritual.
Now, I want you to stop and think about this. Here is the Satanic Temple offering abortion services openly. This is what they promote. This is what they want. And what is Kamala Harris's campaign openly promoting? What is it? What's their top agenda? What is their top thing that they want for the American people, especially the American women? They want them to have no moral conscience, no regrets, have an abortion. They're trying to overturn Roe v. Wade. I want you to think about this. The Satanic Temple and this current administration have this in common, both operating in darkness, both serving the same master. I can't believe you said that, Brother Ricky. Well, it's time you wake up. Come on, we got to stop sugarcoating it, pacifying this thing, watering it down. It's time we call it what it is. And that's exactly what this is. It's demonic.
So how this will work is prospective patients will complete a brief confidential online screening form and review information on performing TST's religious abortion ritual.
Notice he said religious abortion rituals.
Health video appointment with licensed healthcare practitioners will then be scheduled, and eligible patients will then be able to order medication from our partner pharmacies. So this is a telehealth clinic. This is no brick and mortar. We are providing abortifacients, so the two abortifacient pills. We are not providing any surgical services. So after the patient...
Don't think it's less demonic either. They're still terminating children. Don't let Satan try to convince you, well, it's not that bad. They're not actually carrying out actual physical surgical procedures. No, it's, again, don't fall for that, guys. If I take a pill that's going to terminate a child versus doing a surgical procedure, it still has the same purpose, the same agenda.
patient is approved, the medication will then be discreetly packaged and arrived in the mail 2 to 3 days after the order is placed. And then, of course, our staff will be available to patients by phone, text, or video chat every step of the way. And we also provide ordained ministers to assist in the religious abortion ritual itself.
All right, and I got one final story I want to show you. This is the epitome of Satan being emboldened more than ever. I want to show you this. This is an actual headline. This is from The Guardian. The Satanic Temple is taking on the Christian right, and it's, quote, fun to watch. Now, I want to highlight this. You're looking at it right on your screen. I want to read this to you. I recognize we got people from Apple and Spotify. By the way, we welcome you to the program. We welcome everybody. Listen, if you're new, let us know in the comment section below that you're new. Hit that like button. It's going to help us push this out there. Subscribe. Give us a good review on Apple, Spotify. We appreciate that as well. I forgot to say that at the beginning of this. But nevertheless, look at this. Recognized as a religion by the IRS, the Satanic Temple, that's what we're talking about here, uses the religious rights tactics and their victories against them. I'm reading this straight from here. Quote, the devil works hard, but the Republican Party works harder. Not a day seems to go by without anti-abortion zealots on the right advancing some cunning new plan to strip women of their bodily autonomy, as well as shutting down abortion clinics. Republican states are trying to essentially outlaw abortion pills. On Friday, Missouri, Kansas, and Idaho renewed a legal push to drastically reduce access to a particular abortion pill. Amid this hellscape, help may be at hand from a somewhat unlikely source. Ready? Satan. Look at this. Let me recap that real quick. The Republican Party is working overtime, shutting down abortion clinics, reducing abortion pills, and trying to stop this shedding of innocent blood. But the author of this article says that help may be on the way to stop that hindering force, and it's Satan himself, or to be accurate, and since the devil's in the details, the Satanic Temple. Okay, I'm not going to go through all the founding of it, but it is recognized as a religion by the IRS. The Satanic Temple uses the religious rights tactics and their victories against them. When a Ten Commandments monument was erected at the Oklahoma State Capitol in 2012, for example, the temple submitted an application to put a 7-foot-tall statue depicting Satan as Baphomet, a goat-headed figure with horns, alongside the Ten Commandments. In its application, it argued that the decision to have a Ten Commandments monument paved the way for satanic representation. Also along that was the Satirical Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster also requested a monument. In the end, the Ten Commandments statue was removed by order of the state Supreme Court, and the horned Baphomet, look at this, did not get immortalized in Oklahoma. Over the years, the Satanic Temple has taken on issues like prayer in the classroom, after-class Bible study groups, and the distribution of Bibles in schools. Now, for obvious reasons, it's increasingly turning its not-so-evil eye to abortion rights. And again, we just went over this. They're opening up these abortion clinics. I want to read this right here. Now, they're talking about these abortion clinics they're opening. It's called the Right to Your Life Satanic Abortion Clinic. Quote, we're also actively working to increase access in other states, including taking legal action in restrictive states such as Indiana and Idaho to provide religious abortion services there as well. The temple said in a statement, quote, now this is talking about the Satanic Temple's abortion clinics. Truly, they are doing the Lord's work. Folks, again, this is disturbing. It's sick. But it shows us, number one, it shows us that we're truly in the end times, because we know, according to all the scriptures, that darkness is going to get darker in the last days. Perilous times is going to come. And again, I want to remind you, one of the things that Paul said is there be a falling away of the faith. Now, when more and more light-bearing Christians are falling away, When I mean falling away, they're completely turning from the faith, 1 Timothy chapter 4, or they become so lukewarm that they're partial darkness and partial light, that they have no influence, no conviction. There's nothing, they're powerless because they're in bed with Satan himself. And I want to leave this last scripture here. Paul said this, I want to remind you of this. You, look at this, were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Wow. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. My goodness, read your Bible and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. Friends, again, when are you going to come out of darkness? Well, brother, I'm born again. My name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. I am eternally secured. But yet you're still dwelling in darkness. You're still operating in darkness rather than exposing darkness. If I got anybody out there that still believes that as believers, we are called to expose darkness and not fellowship with darkness, I may be speaking to 12 people today. But if there is a remnant still out there that's still on the firing lines, that still believes, come on, believes in serving the Lord, sold out to the Lord, taking up your cross, denying yourself and following after him and walking in the light as he is in the light. If that's you, you're part of the remnant. And I just want to come by today to challenge you to continue to walk in that light, letting that light so shine among men that they may see your works and glorify the Father, which is in heaven, continuing to expose darkness rather than being in fellowship and yoked with darkness. Come on, I come by today to challenge you to stay on the firing lines. I've come by to encourage you today that you're not alone and there's still a remnant that has not bowed their knee to Baal, that has not bowed their knee to the Lord of darkness, the ruler of darkness, Beelzebub. Come on, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now still works through children of disobedience. So guys, again, if this ministry has blessed you, it's encouraged you, it's equipped you, it's informed you, can you help us out? Hit that like button, hit that share button. Subscribe, hit that bell notification. Better yet, download our free app. You can get it today on Apple and Android. Just when you download it, hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be good to go. Every headline, podcast, breaking news, prophecy update, everything's going to be right there at your fingertips. And as always, guys, we want to give you an opportunity. If this ministry bless you, encourage you, equips you, all of these things, pray about becoming a monthly partner. Help us. You can partner with us. You can do it two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website, or if you're watching this by YouTube, up there at the top in the comments section, it's pinned there in the chat and on the comments in big bold letters. It says support, and there's going to be a link. You can just click on there, or you can give by check or money order at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. All right, guys, so we're going to sign off for today, but we'll be on tonight. Again, we want to remind you tonight, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, is our Monday night prayer meeting. This is going to be, this is always a powerful time for us as brothers and sisters to come together and pray and seek the face of God. And again, this is only on YouTube. This will not be streamed on Facebook or Rumble or any other platform. The reason why we go one location is because we want everybody together. I can't monitor six different social media sites and everybody be on the same page. So we want to encourage you. If you're listening, if you're watching other platforms outside of YouTube, you need to come over to YouTube, subscribe, and hit that bell notification, and then you'll be notified when we go on live. And then you can join us in the chat, and we will pray for your needs. We pray for one another, and we pray for the needs of our nation and other places around the world. And whatever events are going on, we lift it up before the throne room of God. So we're going to sign off for now, and we'll be back at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. Until then, I pray the Lord bless you, keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you tonight.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.